Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I will be discussing the difference between potential and performance, and how to know the difference between the two, and how to know what happens when you only have potential. A long time ago, I was told by somebody that I cared for immensely that all I was looking at was the potential of them, not their actual performance. And they said to me directly, eye to eye, Ashley, you have absolutely nothing with only potential. And I remember that. I remember like it was yesterday having that conversation. And I remember how it hit me because I saw that person in the highest of light. I could see them being this amazing person and doing these amazing things and moving through their life in a more positive manner. Had they done that yet? No. Had we talked about it a lot? Yes. There was a lot of talk and no action. And on today's show, I want to talk about potential versus performance. How not to confuse the two. And I know that oftentimes we hear potential and performance used in an employer-employee type concept, but we're going to be talking about it in our relationships in today's show. Because that's what we talk about. We talk about it in relationships. And this could be about the employee. This could be about a friend or a family member, or it could be somebody that you have a romantic relationship with or a marriage. And I want us to all look inward and outward. So this is an inward and an outward thing we got going on. We got to look inwardly. Are we living in potential and not performance? Are we in our potential and not activating our performance? Talking about it, but not doing it. Are there other people in your life? Is there a specific person in your life that's living in potential and not performance? And this can be challenging to think about. Even hard to look at. But these are the things that we can't ignore any longer. It's time to see things clearly. It's time to move forward. How do we define potential? And I define potential with focusing on the prediction and looking at future performances based on what? Capacity, capability, and aptitude of that person. And that's what I think potential is, right? That's what potential is. It's the potential of that person, that possible future outcome of what they do. That is potential. Okay. Now let's jump deep dive into some of the things that you've heard, I've heard, we've all heard. We might have all said at one point in time, but we've done it, we've said it, or we've heard it. The first one is, I have changed. I've changed. How many times have you been in a relationship with someone where you take a break, there's a breakup, or even a friend, you'll take a time out? I've changed. Things have changed. I've changed. Have they really changed? And that's a big question. Have they really changed? Because they have the potential to change. They have the potential of making changes in their life. They have the potential of creating change, drastic, powerful, awesome, amazing change. Or they don't. And I want you to think about that. These are all pieces of the puzzle. When somebody has changed, what do you have to do to have changed? You had to have time to change. Time is of the essence. You know, people can't just change in 5 days. Now, you can have some ideas in your head and some thoughts in your head, but people don't change in 5 days. Now, you can be on the road to change. You can be working on change. But change takes time and dedication, effort, consistency, repetition, all those things that time that change takes. And so we have to think about that. Also, it's interesting when somebody says that they've changed, right? They've changed, but then all of a sudden the old actions and attitudes and stuff starts showing up. Shows up. It's like, here you go. I'm here. I'm right here. Starts showing up. And you're like, wait a second. This doesn't seem like change. It doesn't look like change. But you know what? I'm going to override that. I'm going to look over that because they said they had changed. Because we all know that anybody has the potential of waking up. And I'm not talking about being woke. I'm saying about waking up to their truth, waking up to their authentic self, being true to themselves. We all have that option. We all have the ability to do that. And that's what's so amazing. We all have that ability. We all have it. So why not use it? We all have it. But I found that some of us choose to and some of us don't. And some of us really choose to work on ourselves in certain areas, but there's certain things we just don't want to do. There's certain things we put on the back burner we don't want to do, and that's with everybody. And so think about that. You know, when you're looking at these things, you might be dealing with somebody specifically that hasn't worked on themselves in many different areas, and it's glaringly obvious. It's like, you know, it's like a funhouse mirror as far as projection and mirroring and all that stuff. You're like, well, yeah, I have these things to work on, but this person has all these things to work on. And I get it. It's easy to compare, but I want us to look at it from potential as looking at the potential of the people that you have around you, looking at the potential of the person that's in your relationship with you, a romantic relationship, but also looking at what is the performance level. How much have they set up and performed? How much have they done? Of the things that they say they were going to do, what have they done so far? And these are questions. Not easy to look at because our brain creates different realities. Our brain wants to override that. Our brain wants to be like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. See, because they said they've changed. Our brain uses words, which is so interesting. It's so aligned with words. Words. It's interesting how we can override things just by what somebody says. Words. And I find that very, very interesting because words can trump action. And that's what's so interesting about this concept here is that if words can trump action, anybody can say anything. Anyone can say anything and it be accepted. Well, I'm going to go do this. Okay, great. Well, they don't go do that. They didn't do it. They didn't get anything done, but they said they were going to do it. Well, we kind of believe it anyway. You know, it's interesting when somebody goes and does something that hurts our feelings or they go and do something that really hurts the relationship and you go, God, that really hurt. That was really painful. But then they come back, you know, the next day, I love you. I care about you. And it's hard to not sit there and go, oh, I know, you do. It's hard to not fall into that category, right? We fall into it. We buy into it. We buy into it hook, line, and sinker, and we believe that reality. Oh, you know, it's interesting, like the concept of crumbs, right? That's one of the big things, the crumbs. We talk about crumbs. You know, crumbs are those little things that we get from people in our lives where, you know, a lot of things are going wrong, the relationship's falling apart, that person is doing all kinds of things where we're catching all the red flags, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a crumb comes out, and a crumb could be like one rose. Nice gesture. A crumb could be a picture of you and that person together. That's a nice gesture. But it's interesting how our brain takes those crumbs and make it into a big deal. Wow. Oh, there's no way I can leave the relationship now. Look at that picture. Oh, there's no way I can really, you know, leave the relationship now. They brought me a cookie. I got a cookie. They brought me a cookie. You know, I mean, it's nice. But remember, these crumbs are parts of the performance that covers up the potential situation, right? So it's like if I throw out something and I might be having all this potential, but I'm not doing any of it. I have the potential of maybe, you know, being more caring, or I have the potential of being more respectful, or I have the potential of being more whatever, fill in the blank. But if I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. And I want you to really analyze that. You know, is there somebody in your life right now that's not living up to their, well, they're not living up to their performance? They might be giving you a good song and dance with the, hey, I got all this potential. But when it comes down to it, the performance is missing. And, you know, when I think back about, you know, this show and the dedication of this show, you know, in the moment with that particular person, in that moment, in that time period, they were living on full-on potential. And I wanted to see them in their full-on potential. I didn't want to see the other part. I didn't want to see the inaction. I didn't want to see the non-performance. I just wanted to keep hearing those words. And I kept hearing those words and I kept accepting that reality and creating that reality as genuine, golden, true. When in reality, that was not reality. That was me creating a false reality. A false reality based on my own desires of what I wanted that person to be. My own desires of what I wanted them to be, not who they actually are. And that's what's so critical to think of. Are you painting a picture of someone that's just not true? Are you creating a secondary reality around someone? And is this reality, because anytime we create a secondary reality, is this reality affecting the way you feel? And is it coming back and biting you in the butt? And oftentimes it does. It bites us in the ass. It bites us in the ass. Because we don't look at it. We want to see it the way we see it. We want to augment it. We want to go through all that process. But in reality, this is what truly is happening. You know, it's interesting. I don't like to say this because, you know, do the right thing. What is the right thing always? But, you know, when people don't do the right thing, when they don't do the right thing, and you see them constantly not doing the right thing, you know, the right thing by themselves, the right thing by you, the right thing by other people, it seems like they just kind of fall short on the right thing. But they have the potential of doing the right thing. That's what's so crazy about it. They have the potential to do the right thing. They have the potential of following through. They have the potential of doing all this, of being all that, of walking right into that and saying, hey, I am here. I'm going to own it. I'm going to be it. I'm going to live it. And I find that that's interesting, too. And I find also we have, like, you know, friendships, relationships, romantic relationships, you know, and it's interesting. I've had some clients recently say that some friends have, you know, recently left them, walked out on them, weren't there for them. And I said, you know, it's horrible. It's sad. And I know the pain that you're going through. However, was this person really truly a friend to begin with? You know, you might have been painting this picture of this friendship that you had with these people, but is this picture actually an honest picture? Is it an honest replication of the relationship, or is it just what you wanted it to be? And I find that when you look back at some of these relationships that, you know, haven't worked or don't work, there's this constant push and pull, I find that if you go back in history, you're going to see pattern after pattern after pattern after pattern. And, you know, take, for example, someone that says that they're humanitarian. You know, they care about other people. They give back to society. But that same person reacts and acts in a very selfish, self-centered way, only thinking about self. And the only time they think about you is when it happens to deal with them. And that's hard because somebody's talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And this is one of the biggest problems we have, is the difference between hearing what somebody says and watching what they do. I mean, that's key, is like, what are they going to do? Are they going to do the right thing? Are they going to do what's right? Are they going to do what's, are they going to do what's necessary, or are they not? So this whole show is dedicated to potential versus performance, understanding the differences, understanding also where you may be, and I know I do it too. I mean, I'm not performing in every area of my life the way I want to. It's just not happening. I mean, I would have to say that most people aren't. I mean, I would have to say that 99.9% of people aren't. I mean, either something is falling by the wayside. And so start looking at that internally, too. This is not a judgment call. This is just a helpful show on motivation, on understanding. But it's also content to understand what's going on in my life, who am I surrounding myself with. Because also, if we're surrounding ourselves with a lot of people that are living on potential, that actually makes us fall complacent into that as well. And that's something that we definitely want to let go of, unless we want to fall into that potential category for the rest of our life and letting performance pass us by. Stay tuned. I got a lot more on this topic. If you're listening to it on the radio live or in the podcast, same content, same information. Don't miss out the YouTube channel. Check out the YouTube with the latest content, Ashley Burgess. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm talking about potential versus performance. What do you have? When it comes to your relationships, are you surrounded by people that have potential but don't perform? They have this great potential. We all have great potential. Every person on this planet has great potential. But what we do with the potential is what matters. What we do with it. Are we all talking and no action? You know, this whole world is surrounded by word trumps action all the time. Somebody's words are more important than their actions, and that's just not right. That's not right because that's not the truth. And many of us fall prey into that. We start believing a different pseudo-reality around that. We start questioning our reality. We start questioning other things. And that's something that I really want us to think about. Is that that's something that we have to change. That's something that we want to augment. That's something that I think we need to make changes with. And that's what I want us to really focus on. Is that, you know, where in our own life are we on potential and not performance? And who in our life is on their potential and not performance? And it might not be their completely their entire self or whatever. It's just areas of life that they are not performing and instead just kind of waiting it out to see what happens. Right before the break, I was talking about the big concept of I have changed and how we know that when people have not changed and how that looks. But the words sound good when somebody says they've changed. You're like, oh, really? You changed? Oh, tell me more. Where have you changed at? But then eventually you see that, well, there is no action. There's a lot of talk, but no action. And so how do we move past that? How do we overcome that? How do we get through that? That's the question. That's what we need to analyze. That's what we need to think about. But also, where are we allowing somebody to drag us and us to wait around based on a fabrication of performance? Look at it. Is it certain parts of the relationship? Is it communication in the relationship where you said, hey, I really need to communicate? And they're like, okay, we'll work on it. Or is it, you know, the sex component of the relationship? Yeah, I mean, we haven't had sex in a few years, but yeah, we're going to work on it. Or what is it? What is it? What is the part that's not being performed? And, you know, it's interesting because we can all talk about things, but then there's fear factors, there's reasons we don't, there's procrastination, there's stress, there's anxiety. There's all these pieces of the puzzle that become an issue. And that's something that I want you to think about, is like, what is that piece? And I have a feeling that many of us are dealing with this. I have a feeling that many of us are going through this right now. Many of us are going through this right now and with ourselves or in a relationship. You know, whether it's somebody telling you that they've changed, or what about the concept of somebody being honest? You know, if there's been honesty issues where somebody's constantly not telling you the truth and they're going to work on it and you're catching them in other situations, that can be really heartbreaking because you see the potential of the person being honest. You see the potential in them to do the right thing, but the potential to do the right thing versus doing the right thing can be very, it can be very interesting in nature. It can be very problematic. And that's something that I want us to really look at, right? The idea of being present, for example, is a big thing. I try to strive to be present in my day-to-day activities. I try to strive to be present so that I can be in the moment. I can be in the know. I can feel confident. I feel comfortable about what I'm doing. And these are very important aspects of life. Very important aspects of life. Things that have to be looked at. Things that have to be understood. And that's something that I really want us to look at. I want us to really think about. I want us to understand. I want us to process. And in order to be present, we have to work on being present. In order to be present, we have to work on those, we have to work on the situations and understand that. And we have to work to be mindful. We actually have to do the work. It's doing the personal work. Somebody else has to actually do the work, doing the work. That's part of it. And that's something that I really, really, really want us to look at. That's something I really want us to catch on to. Because that, in and of itself, is a big chunk of what we need to get into, what we need to understand, to be present, to understand these types of topics. So stay tuned. I got a lot more for you. Be talking about being thoughtful, apologizing, making changes, follow through, all that good stuff. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Gapple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Germany are calling on Russia to end its war against Ukraine. President Biden met with the German chancellor at the White House yesterday to discuss ongoing support for Ukraine. He says Germany is doing its part.
You help Ukraine meet its basic needs like food, health, heating, and you continue to give them, maintain the pressure on Putin, and it is undercutting his ability fight this war.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Moscow is a very dangerous threat to peace and that allies need to stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. Severe storms across the southern United States are blamed for at least 10 deaths. Many were caused by high winds that collapsed trees and submerged vehicles in floodwaters. More than 14 million people were under high wind warnings yesterday. Over 650,000 homes and businesses in Tennessee and Kentucky are still without power. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess, talking about potential versus performance here and understanding what the difference is. You know, what people say versus what they do, what we say versus what we do, interpreting words and using words and seeing that as action when it's not. All these things are huge components. You know, the concept of I've changed. Has somebody really changed? And how to know when someone's really changed. It's not about just what they say. It's not about just their potential. It's like, are they really doing the work? Being honest. You know, consistency. You know, consistency is key. It's like, it's not just a one-time thing. It's consistency. That's key to any sort of situation. Consistent, being honest. Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing by others. Doing the right thing by themselves. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, when somebody is not living true to themselves, when somebody is, you know, addicted, having an addiction issue that they're needing to work on, you know, lying to themselves, you know, not being truthful to themselves, there's a lot of different levels there, as well as being honest with other people. To be present, you know, in the moment is a good thing. And I talked about that a little while ago. and working on that. So if somebody wants to be more mindful, more spiritually aware, how are you going to do that? To be thoughtful, you know, somebody that's thoughtful, it's got to be consistent. You know, being thoughtful has to be consistent. It's like consistency. And it's like, you know, how do you become thoughtful? How do you become more aware? These are very important aspects that need to be understood and not ignored. It needs to be, you know, looked at, understood. And these are the components that are so important. One of the things that I really want to talk about right now is the apologizing. So somebody apologizing for their mistakes, apologizing for hurting your feelings, what have you. Some people out there don't apologize at all. Right? Some people out there are not apologizing at all. And that's something that we really need to look at. If somebody's not apologizing at all for anything they do, is that acceptable behavior? And is it okay that somebody doesn't apologize because that's their pathology? They're not going to apologize for what they do. Is that okay? Is that okay by you? And I think that, you know, oftentimes we allow people to get away with things that we wouldn't allow them to get away with just because. Because it seems right or they say the right things. But look at the actions. When somebody does you wrong, do they apologize or do they not? When somebody makes a snide comment, do they come back and apologize or do they just let it go? You know, are you apologizing for when you do things that aren't not correct? Are you, do you apologize when you get out of line? And I think also to make changes to things that are not working, how often are we making changes to things that don't work? Are you making changes to things that don't work? Are you making changes to things in your life that you need to make changes to? And I want you to think about that. Are we making the significant changes we need to make in order to move through things? Are we making the significant changes that we need to make to get to where we need to go? And what are those changes? And how do we get there? And how do we get past putting it off? How do we get past all these different things and actually do the work? I know that, you know, procrastination is a big thing. We procrastinate and it's so hard. And I understand that. And it's like, oh, and especially if we're drowning in emotions and there's a lot of things going on in your life, trying to find things and get things done and follow through with things can be really challenging. Again. But how do we begin to make a plan to make changes? Because I know that the longer we wait, the more pain it is, the more suffering we're in, the more painful process we're in, the more shame and guilt we might have, and the more things we may lose in the process. And I think when we start making changes to things that don't work, we have to be super aware of that. What do I need to make changes to? What is not working? And there's a part of it that we have to be honest with ourselves, because we can actually look at ourselves from our potential as well, instead of looking at ourselves based on performance. We might be actually looking through, potential type shaded glasses where we're thinking, okay, well, this is who I am, but we're looking at potential. I think we all have done that before. The potential of what we have, the potential of the situation, the potential of who we are, and all these things have to be understood and categorized. And so what are the things that aren't working? What are the things that could be working better? What are the aspects of life that could be working better? You know, I also find follow through is a big thing. The follow through of a person. How often do they follow through? How often do they follow through? What's the follow through? How often are they following through with what they say, by action, word, deed, everything? How often is the follow through? And that's something that needs to be thought about. That's something that needs to be understood. That's something that needs to be digested. I mean, are you following through with things? Is your significant other following through with things? Is your friend following through with things? Because when you start stepping back and looking at things honestly without this potential, you start seeing when someone's really not stepping up to the plate. You start seeing when someone's really not stepping up to the plate. And I think that that's something that needs to be looked at. If somebody's not stepping up to the plate, we need to look at that. We need to see it for what it is. We need to understand it for what it is. Okay, if somebody says they're going to do this and they don't follow through, why is that? And having that conversation with them, is there a reason why you didn't follow through? if we have that situation where that we don't follow through, having that conversation with yourself, is there a reason why I didn't follow through? What was the reasoning? Why did I do that? Why didn't I follow through? What was wrong with me? These are very interesting questions that need to be looked at and need to be examined and understood. Because without that understanding, what do we have? Without that understanding, you know, where do we go from there? And I think that's kind of interesting. You know, I think that's kind of interesting in its own right. And I think that understanding where we're not following through at also shows us procrastination. You know, because I think also when we procrastinate on certain things. You know, we procrastinate on certain things, certain aspects of our life. And those certain aspects of our life we procrastinate on, the certain aspects of our life that we've probably been always procrastinating on. What are those aspects? What are we procrastinating on? And really look at that, and understanding that can be very vital to our situation. And it can also be, it's vital to our success. It's vital to our happiness on this planet. It's vital to our completion of things we want to do. All these things are important aspects of our life. They're very important aspects of our life. What about in order to be authentic, authentically ourselves? How does that look? How does it look to be authentic? How does it look to be comfortable in your own skin? How does that represent itself? How do you communicate that? What is that about? These are all interesting aspects. What is that about? You know, how does that look? How does that feel? And I find that to be really interesting too, because I feel that to be authentic, you have to know what you stand for, the core values of yourself. You got to work on that. You got to have boundaries based on those core values. And I've talked about it before. I have lots of videos on YouTube about it. I have lots of short videos on YouTube about it. I have it, you know, with the loss of identity, about how when we have a loss of identity, we don't have core values. We don't know our core values, or we have core values, but we don't live with them because we have that fear of being alone. And so we just overlook it because we know that this is not what we want, but we don't want to be alone. So I'll just overlook that. I won't deal with that. I won't accept that. I'll accept that. I normally wouldn't, but I'm going to do it right now. But like really looking at being authentic and what's holding you back. I mean, there might be areas where you're like, you know, if I did this, this would really help me. Well, why are we not doing it? What's the fear factor? What's causing the fear? What's causing the delay? What's causing the disconnect? Because I do think there's a huge disconnect, you know, between the whole concept of potential versus performance. There's a disconnect. And what is that? Is that fear? You know, when we have the disconnect, is that fear? Is that, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to put this off. I'm going to procrastinate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I have this fear that I can't do something, or it's not going to work for me, or I got the fear of failure. You know, maybe I'm just overwhelmed. Maybe I feel like I have ADD, I'm stuck, or I have depression, and I feel like I can't get through it. How do you keep going? How do you move forward? What's the thing that pushes you over? What's the thing that makes you continue to move forward? What's the thing that gets you going? These are things I want you to think about. What are those things? And these are very big aspects of life. All these things, all these actionables. Versus this potential, because we all have potential, but will we pick up the wake up call when the phone rings? Are you going to answer it, or are you going to push the snooze button? That's a big question. Because pushing the snooze button is that potential. Answering that is performance. You know, and then ultimately, are you going to take action instead of just talking about it? And I think many of us are still in the talk phase. We're still in the talk phase. We think that the talk phase is actually the action phase because we've been talking all this time. And I know that there's some big issues, you know, that it takes a while to resolve. Like you have to see people do certain things in order to make changes in your life. And it's just not, you know, it's not so simple. But there are things that are simple that are not predicated on other people. And those are the pieces that I want you to look at. What are the things that are not predicated on other people? What are those things? Look at it. View it, see it, understand it. What are those things? And these are things that I want us to really look at. These are things that I want us to think about. These are things that really, quite honestly, are pretty cool to look at, but are very deep in nature. And they're very deep. And I think that we can learn a lot from it. I just think that we have to grow into that and see that for what that is. We have to grow and see that for what that is. And, you know, to take action instead of just talking about it. Are we doing that? In what areas of our life are we just talking? In what areas of our life are we allowing other people to just tell us what they want us to hear? Think about that. That's an interesting dynamic. And what areas are they? Interesting. And that's something that we have to look at. Are there areas of your life that you are talking and not doing? Why is that? Out of fear? Out of boredom? Because you're waiting on someone else to do something? That can be a big thing, waiting on someone else to do something. But how long are we going to wait on that other person to do something and be in limbo? How long are we going to wait on that? How long are we going to put that ahead of us and be in limbo this whole time? If there is nobody else involved and it doesn't affect other people, why are we still waiting? What's the holdback? What's the disconnect? And then how many people around you are just talkers? That's one thing that I realized a little while back is that there were some people that I was surrounding myself with that talked a lot about doing things, but they didn't really follow through. And I remember I would get really upset about it because I was like, they're always saying they're going to do this, but they never do it. But it started like rubbing off on me. And then the other thing that bothered me is like when somebody says they're going to do something over and 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 over again and they don't, at what point in time do you say, hey, this is it, I'm done? That's a big question. It's a huge thing. And that's something that I want us to look at is how long have we been sitting in that potential? How long have we been hanging out talking to other people about their potential? How long do we go out and meet people and talk at dinner about potential of us doing things together that don't ever happen? Or the potential of going on a trip together never happens? Or the potential of doing a business together never happens? Or the potential of whatever never happens? Working out together, whatever it is, doesn't matter. I remember, like, I lived in a building for years, and I remember there were certain people that would always say, hey, let's grab dinner sometime. And it never happened. We never had dinner together. 14 years later, never had dinner together. I mean, there's a point in time where it's like, well, do we keep saying it or do we just stop and stop? Because obviously, this potential is going nowhere. Like the person said, you got nothing with potential. And it was hard when I heard him say that, but it was true. Because I remember at that time, that person was not performing, was not doing the right thing by them, was making my life a living hell, was not being authentic and honest, did not follow through most of the time, did not apologize for their mistakes and actions. And I wasn't perfect either, but understand, no, I'm not saying nobody's perfect at all, but I'm saying all those things were going on, and I just kept collecting the red flags, going through it, accepting it, because I didn't want that person out of my life. And unfortunately, you know, that did not help me. Unfortunately, there was a time where that actually creates even more havoc in your life, but you don't want to let go. And I know that some of you are in this position right now. You don't want to let go, but when do you do it? You know, at what time? But we also have to look at our own backyard and say, am I living up to my performance? Am I performing, or am I honestly just in potential? Stay tuned. I got a lot more for you, more to talk about, talking about a little bit more concepts, some more nuggets. So don't change the channel or don't turn off the podcast right yet. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Been talking about potential versus performance and how not to confuse the two. And right before the break, I was talking about the actions needed to do things, following through with the action, seeing if somebody's actually doing the action. And it's so hard when someone's not to let that relationship go. It's so hard to also call it out. And sometimes you may call it out, and you have to do it over and over again in a positive way, but we also have to look at ourselves because they might call out something to us. Well, you say I'm not doing this. Well, you're not doing that. And that's really normally very plausible. And so what do we do to change the things that we're not doing? And how do we impress on them that they need to do that without telling them what to do or controlling them? But then at what point do we have to let things go if things don't change? At what point do we have to let things go if things don't change? Because some of us are holding on to what could be and seeing that potential versus who they're showing up as right now. And that's a big thing, seeing that person's potential versus who they are showing up as right now. And I'm saying, you know, if there's a few things that are just not working, that's one thing. But I'm talking about somebody that's really... they got you there. It's all about potential. There's very little action. At what point are you going to let go of this false reality? At what point are you going to let go of this false reality and say, okay, I got to see consistency. I got to see connection. I got to feel connection. I got to see you doing the work. I got to see you doing the work. I don't want to hear you telling me about how things have changed. I don't want to hear you telling me about this or that. I want to see you doing it. And that's where we got to be at, all of us, to some degree. And that needs to be in our own life, too. We need to see our own action. We need to move forward in our own life. We need to create that reality. And so sometimes when we're seeing it in other people, we're also doing it ourselves. When we're seeing that in action, when we're seeing the potential and the talk about it, and let's talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, 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 till we're blue in the face, at what point in time do we say, hey, there's got to be some action? There has got to be some action. When do we do that? How do we say that? When does that come to pass? At what time does that come to pass? And that's what I want us to think about. That's what I want us to jump into. That's what I want us to understand. That's what I want us to wrap our brains around. And so kudos to you for listening to the entire show, because that means that you have the performance. You are doing the performance. You're working it. You're doing it. You're being it. You put that effort in just to listen to the show to say, okay, yeah, that's true. But now I actually put the action behind what I need to put the action behind. And so look at that. Think about being, you know, the honesty in the concept, the change concept, the right thing, being present, being thoughtful, apologizing for things. Making changes to things that are not working, following through, being authentic, taking action, not just talking about it. These are things that we have to, you know, enable in our own life, and these are things that we need to see in the lives of people that are around us. And, I mean, it you know, they cannot do, but then you have to determine at what level will that person show up in your life. At what level are you going to have them in your life? What's the implication? How much do they take of your time? How much effort do you give that relationship? All very important aspects. All very important aspects. And you owe it to yourself. I'd love to say that you have an indefinite amount of time, that you're going to be on this planet forever, and you can dilly-dally and do all you want for as long as you want. It's no big deal. It's no waste of time, and you're going to be fine, but I can't, because I would be lying to you. At least in this lifetime, I'd be lying to you. But what I'm saying is that I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just telling you the truth. Sometimes we got to realize that we have time is of the essence, and let's jump in and see how far we can go, see what we can do, see what we can create, and move forward. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess, or Life Coach Ashley Burgess. You can check that out. New video content up every single day. So we are putting up new content every day, short form videos in less than 1 minute every day, as well as long form videos up every week. Also, check out the podcast. We have new podcasts up. Check me out on social media. Join, comment. Love to hear your comments. Love to hear your interaction. You can find me on Facebook at Ashley Burgess, on Instagram at Ashley Burgess, on TikTok, on Relationship Rescue, and you can also find me by my name as well. I want to hear from you, interact with you. You can ask me whatever questions. I'll answer as much as I can. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for tuning in. And in the meantime, remember, it's about what we do with our life. It's about what we add to our life. That's what our quality of life is about. It's about how we interact with ourselves, how we show up, and then what we do with that. And then we also have to see how much time are we spending with other people, and are they showing up, and is this the right use of our time? All good questions, all things to think about. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in, listening to the entire show, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caledron consultants at Top Loss.